A bipartisan congressional panel will determine whether Radel violated the House Code of Conduct or broke any other laws during his year in Congress. The Ethics Committee could also formally reprimand Radel. Congressional watchdog Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, have been calling on Congress to launch a thorough investigation of Radel's run-in with the law. But CREW's Melanie Sloan says the investigation will likely only be cursory because congressional leaders have said this issue has been resolved with the Justice Department's resolution of Radel's case. However, Sloan says there are still a lot of important questions that haven't been answered.
Trey Radel only lived in Washington, D.C. for 10 months. Exactly how did he find a drug dealer in DuPont Circle? Who made the introduction? He also said that he shared drugs with other people, and who were those other people? A new congressman likely spent most of his time with other members of Congress and congressional staff. So were those the people with whom he both purchased cocaine and shared cocaine? If there are other people in Congress involved, I think the Ethics Committee needs to know and take appropriate action.
Radel is currently at a Naples inpatient facility receiving substance abuse treatment. He was sentenced to 1 year probation after federal officials caught him buying cocaine during a sting operation. Even though Florida Republican leaders have asked him to resign, Radel has said he will stay in office. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.